Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 FY26 results conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. V. Rajamohan, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. With that, now hand over the call to Mr. V. Rajamohan for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for Supreme Power Equipment Limited's earnings call, earnings conference call of H2 and FY26. I am absolutely delighted to report that FY26 has been a truly exceptional year for us. This past year marked the beginning of a transformative phase of our company as we successfully expanded into the high-voltage, large-power transformer manufacturing segment, supported by a significant capacity expansion, an enhanced transformer portfolio, and strong industry demand. Supreme Power is well-positioned in delivering sustainable long-term growth. The Supreme Power, over three decades of transformer manufacturing excellence, Supreme Power Equipment brings over three decades of deep engineering and manufacturing expertise to the power sector. We are a dedicated transformer manufacturing company producing a wide range of power distribution and windmill transformers, catering to power generation, transmission, distribution, and renewable energy application. Today, Supreme Power is a trusted manufacturing partner to major state electricity utilities and leading EPC corporations, uniquely positioned to capitalize on the rapidly growing opportunity across India's electrical infrastructure sector. The broad macroeconomic landscape for the power sector remains highly favorable, creating significant long-term demand for transformer manufacturers. India's peak power demand recently touched an all-time high of approximately 256 GW, driven by rapid industrialization, infrastructure development, and rising commercial consumption. At the same time, India is witnessing accelerated investment in renewable energy, transmission infrastructure, AI-driven data centers, and grid modernization projects. These developments have substantially increased demand for high-capacity and energy-efficient transformers across generation, transmission, and distribution networks, further strengthening the sector outlook. The Central Electricity Authority has outlined an aggressive plan for grid expansion and transformation capacity addition, while also promoting the adoption of advanced and eco-friendly transformer technologies. This industry trend positions us favorably to capitalize on growing opportunities emerging across India's power infrastructure ecosystem. Operationally, FY26 was definitely defined by flawless execution, and a significant leap in our production capability. We officially commenced commercial production at our new state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Kannur, Chennai. This milestone expanded our annual manufacturing capacity from 2,500 to an impressive 9,000 MVA. The new facility also enabled us to manufacture larger transformer up to larger power transformer up to 200 MVA and 220 kV voltage class rating, significantly strengthening our participation in utility, transmission, industrial and data center projects, while unlocking an estimated revenue potential of 500 to 550 crores at optimal utilization. During the year, we secured multiple transformer orders aggregating 264.27 crores from prominent Karnataka-based EPC players. We also received multiple distribution transformer orders worth 159.94 crores from Tamil Nadu Power Distribution Corporation and bagged a 57 crores power transformer order from Kerala State Electricity Board. As of May 27, 2026, our total order book stands at a robust 588.17 crore, providing strong revenue visibility for the coming quarters. Coming to financial performance, FY26 witnessed healthy growth across key financial parameters. For the full year FY26, total income reached 182.1 crores, registering a strong year-to-year growth of 21.78%. EBITDA stood at 33.29 crores, reflecting a year-to-year growth of 14.52, while profit after tax increased by 9.89% year-to-year to 20.44 crores. Earnings per share for the year stood at 8.15. Our second half-yearly FY26 performance further demonstrated the strength of our operational scale-up and execution capabilities. Total income stood at 106.75 crores, recording a strong half-yearly to half-yearly growth of 41.66%. EBITDA came in at 19.01 crores, up by 33.18% half-yearly to half-yearly, while PAT reached 11.03 crores with an EPS of 4.40. While industry-wide input cost inflation applied mild pressure on manufacturing margin across the sector, we successfully mitigated these headwinds through an improved high voltage product mix and proactive sourcing strategy. Furthermore, we significantly improved our working capital efficiency with receivable days, reducing sharply to just 94 days, reflecting strong collection discipline and healthy cash flow management. In summary, FY26 has demonstrated Supreme Power's manufacturing strength, execution capabilities, and ability to scale efficiently in a rapidly growing power infrastructure market. With a significantly expanded manufacturing base, a strong order pipeline, and favorable industrial tailwinds, we remain confident about sustaining our growth momentum in the years ahead. Before we move to the Q&A session, I would like to take a moment to express my sincere gratitude to all our investors for their continued trust and confidence in Supreme Power Equipment Limited. Your support remains a key pillar of our growth journey. We also extend our appreciation to all our valued clients, vendors for their continued partnership and trust in our capabilities, which motivates us to constantly deliver and improve. I would like to acknowledge the unwavering effort of our finance team, bankers, and extend my appreciation to the entire Supreme Power Equipment Limited family, from our employees on the ground to our senior leadership team. Our commitment, their commitment, discipline, collective contribution have been instrumental in delivering this strong performance. Thank you once again for your continued support. With that, I now open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Paras Chedda with Purple One Vertex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Welcome, you, sir.
Congratulations, sir. First of all, for a very strong set of results and continued effort in bringing the new capacity online. Sir, my first question is that we've indicated previously and now that the overall revenue potential from the expanded capacity is about 550 crores now. Now for FY27, sir, what revenue range do we expect? And what percentage of this 588 crore order book is expected to be executed during FY27? That is the first question, sir.
Yeah. We have fixed a target to achieve between 275 to 300 crores.
Okay, for FY27.
Yes, FY27.
And sir, for FY28, what do you expect broadly?
Another 100 crores will be added.
Another 100 crore on that?
Yes, on that.
Okay, sir. Sir, and now that we can manufacture up to 200 MVA transformers and 220 kV transformers, kind of PAT margin can we expect once the new facility reaches steady state utilization?
Yeah,
or EBITDA margin.
We believe the same set, type of margins will be maintained, because since there is a 1 or 2% more margin on larger power transformers. And that has been eaten away by the overheads, because we deploy more skilled people, more human resource. So for that, so this margin will be maintained. It will sustain.
So typically we say about 10 to 12% PAT margin. That's what we should go with.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Sir, out of this 588 crore order book, how much order book is related to this higher capacity power transformers versus this traditional distribution transformer?
And there is distribution transformer hold 20%, power transformer holding 72%, and inverter duty at something around 7%, 7-8%.
Understood, sir. And just last question, sir. I mean, we were planning probably for maybe another leg of capacity expansion, and the decision was to be taken in the next quarter or two. Are we close to that? Any thoughts further on that one, sir?
So you are asking about further expansion?
Yes, further capacity expansion.
Yes. We are just thinking now to go for a further expansion. And in this year, I think we believe we will go for an expansion for a tank making factory. So it is a 1-acre facility, so it is under planning. So this will complete in this financial year.
And this will help us with margins?
Yes. This will help us in margin because we are buying most of the tanks from outside. That varies from 5%-8% from our turnover. So we thought it will give a. And nowadays, that getting tanks also a little difficult. So we thought we can start a tank factory. So this is a plan, immediate plan.
Right. And just, I mean, the last experiment, because of this geopolitical turmoil, you know, the commodity prices, you know, are quite volatile and have hit the roof also. Now, are we sustainably able to pass the extra cost on? Is there a pass-through clause kind of a thing where, you know, we are not impacted by, you know, the.
Yeah, partially. Other most of the supplies been passed on that because the delivery beyond 3-4 months, automatically the price variation clause will be applied. And the deliveries which are below 3-4 months, we will not be able to get that. We will not be able to pass the price rise or the price decrease to the customer. So in that case, what we do is we will once we got the purchase order, immediately we place our purchase order to our vendors. So
Right, back
even
to back.
though there is a yes, back to back, and even though there was a margin pressure is there because of a sudden increase in raw material like transformer oil and other key raw materials. So that is the impact when compared to last year. There was a dip in margin of 1% or 1.5%.
Yeah, right. And there's no progress.
Sorry to interrupt. We request you to please.
No, no problem.
You have any comments?
Yeah, I'll come.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the queue, you are requested to please restrict yourselves to two questions only. You may rejoin the queue if you have any further questions. Our next question comes from the line of Mukesh Panjwani with WC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir.
Hi.
Am I audible?
Yeah, audible. Very much audible.
Yeah. Sir, my question has already been answered.
Okay.
I'll come back to the queue. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Jayesh Lad with Centra Insights LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please come.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Welcome.
Sir, a couple of questions. Firstly, sir, on the CRGO side, what is the procurement cost that we have to incur, right, per kg or, you know, per ton?
That varies from quality to quality. The grade-wise, it will vary. So it starts from 180 rupees to 200 rupees, 250 rupees per kg. It will go off.
And sir, what is the contract there? I mean, like, are we entering into a contract to purchase it, or it is a, you know, on market basis you purchase it?
No, we generally don't get into contract, but before quoting for a higher numbers, that is, our volume, if the volume is big, then we will get a confirmation from the supplier, so to hold the price.
Okay, understood. And sir, regarding your tank manufacturing CapEx, so what is the amount that you are investing in that?
Yeah, roughly 20-25 crores.
Okay. And sir, lastly, regarding our order book, about 588 crores, so what is the split between government and, you know, private players, private sector?
Yeah, government is almost 33.63%, and non-government is 66.37%.
Okay.
In rupees, government is 196.79 crores, and non-government is 388.35 crores.
And sir, this 588 crores, what is the timeline like you're expecting to execute the order?
Yeah, see, on that part, so 30% will be executed in next financial year. So this okay. year we have to execute 412 crores. Out of that, definitely we will execute 278 to 300 crores this year.
For FY27, the top line will be around 300 odd crores. Is the understanding right?
FY27?
Yeah.
Yeah, will be around 250 to 300 crores.
And with the same operating margin, right? 15 to 16%?
Yes, we are believing on that. We are expecting the same margin.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much, sir. And all the best.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gaurav Banchali with Augment Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Sir, hello.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, what is the optimum utilization level that you have mentioned? The new plant, what will be the optimum utilization that we will reach?
Yeah, it will take another 2 to 3 years to reach the full capacity utilization. 2 to 3 years.
Total capacity 90 to 100%.
Yeah, almost 90%.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And the next question is, you said we are setting up a tank making factory. So
yes.
And it will help the margins. So how much will this help the margins? Like your current guidance is 10 to 12% for the patch. So how much?
Yes, because
can we expect?
Yeah. Now see the tank portion. The iron portion on transformer is something around 6 to 7%. That's all. So there may be, and it will support the supply chain. So the other part is improving margin slightly, and it will hugely support the supply chain side. So that is the idea of that.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, and congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nikunj Banushali with Walford PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. I wanted to know how much was the contribution from our new facility in the current year?
Yeah, you're talking about the new facility.
Yeah, new facility. How much was the contract?
Almost 170 to 200 crores from the new facility.
No. In the current year, how much in FY26? How much was the contribution in 182 crores that we did?
180 crores. On that, what is the contribution you are telling?
Yes.
I think. 20 to 25 crores from the new facility.
Okay. And is our new facility, how is the ramp up going on at our new facility? How do you see going it forward?
We are ramping up, and all machines have been installed, and we have very good space, neat clean space with the. And we have a good senior team. We have acquired senior leadership team. We have acquired with a vast experience of 30-35 years experience. People we have. The thing is now by hand working people is a challenge, and we already deployed 200 people on that. And the output we are, the task is to get the output from the newly appointed people. So it will take 3 to 4 months to ramp up and get a required or expected output.
Right, sir. So in terms of the labor challenge that we earlier spoke about.
Somehow we have managed, and in last 2-3 months we have deployed almost 150 to 200 people. And the challenge is now getting the output, but we are training the people, and we are expecting this output will come in next couple of months, 2 to 3 months, 4 months, we will get the expected output.
Okay. Thank you for that. And in terms of our higher capacity, higher voltage class transformer for 220 kV class, so how much confident are we that we'll be delivering more of those orders, climbing up the value chain?
Yes, it's a very good question. As of now, we have fully booked with power transformers ranging from 25 MVA to 60-70 MVA, and this order can be executed in this full year. In the meanwhile, we got order for 160 MVA and 220 kV class, and 112 MVA with 333 kV class. So these are the two larger power transformer we have secured order, and these to be produced and to be type tested in this year. So this will help us in the next forthcoming year to execute larger power transformer, because the credentials we are building the credentials in this year.
Right.
And we got a 50 MA order also, we got that also has to be type tested, prototype test has to be done. So these are the things which will be happen in this year. And parallelly, we are making a revenue of 250 to 300 crore with the existing order size.
Sorry to interrupt.
We request you to please rejoin the queue if you have any further questions. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Aditya with Financially Free. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. First is on the transformer oil and other raw materials in the industry. It's rising. So how we are mitigating that, or what impacts you see on that front?
Yes, the same question as already I have answered. Again, I'll do that. See, most of the order which are to be supplied after 5-6 months, we will get a price variation class, what we call as PVC class. So either variation on the positive side or the negative side should be passed on to the end customer. So that type of price variation class we are having. And the delivery is below 3-4 months. For that, the price variation clause will not be applied. And while getting that order, we used to book our end-to-end, back-to-back, we will book our raw material in consultation with our suppliers. Since we have a very long period of relationship, more than 20-30 years we have relationship with the vendors, so we will be able to manage that. And that is there is a marginal pressure was there, margin pressure was there, so that is the reason there was a dip of 1 to 1.5% when compared to last year.
Got it, sir. And secondly, for the new capacity, entire capacity is for the power transformer, or is it some component of distribution transformer as well from the new capacity?
That capacity is built only for a larger power transformer. See, larger power transformer means there is above 50 MA or 80 MA, 100 MA like that. But immediately we will not be able to get larger power transformer orders because of our credentials. So we got orders for transformers ranging from 16 MVA to 50 MVA. And we got order for 50 MVA, 160 MVA, 220 kV class, and 112 MVA, 30 kV class. These transformers are expected to deliver next financial year. So in the meanwhile, we will do all the prototype and prototype test from CPRA. These type of tests and manufacturing will be done in this year, so that we will have a larger number of larger power transformer in the forthcoming years.
Got it. And sir, last question. I was going through the PPT. There was a mention about the DC orders and the current data center thing that is going on in India. So, but to quantify it, how big roughly the opportunity could be for us from the DC side? Any ballpark on that?
Yeah, the DC, there's a very good opportunity in the upcoming year, and as of now also there's a very good demand for larger power transformer, which is more than 100 MVA and 160 MVA. And since we don't have the credentials, now only we got the credentials, we got the purchase order from a reputed company. Now we have to do the prototype, then only we will be able to get orders from DC. So, and there is a very huge demand which we are getting from the market. Huge demand is there for larger power transformer for next 5 years.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ranga Rushwet, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Many congratulations for the good set of results.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, can the company profitably utilize the expanded 9,000 kilowatts capacity, or are there any risk of underutilization?
As of now, we are aiming for 270 to 300 crores revenue for this financial year. So for that, we have a full of order book. And gradually we have to increase the utilization.
Okay. Sure.
So I think for sure from 270 to 300 crores, I think we can, we believe we can achieve that revenue.
Okay. What is the confirmed order book of this, sir?
As on date, we are holding 585.114 crore.
Okay.
585 crores.
Okay. Got it, sir. So, sir, what is the current utilization of the old plant and the new Kanur facilities separately?
All the old facility is something around 70 to 75%, and the new facility is very less. Last year we did only 20 crores, but gradually we have to increase.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and all the best for the future endeavors.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Gupta with Financially Free. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Welcome, sir. Good afternoon.
Thanks for the opportunity, and congratulations for the great set of numbers, sir. Sir, I just have a couple of questions. First is, if you can provide the breakup of your order book, that you have 588 crore of order book. As you have mentioned from a previous participant, that within 4 years of order book, you don't have pass-through clause. So I just want to know that out of 588 crore, how much of our order book that is to be executed in next 4 months?
Next to 4 months, you are asking about the second, this first quarter and
and
the next quarter. Yes.
Yeah, almost H1.
After that, actually, totally in this year, we are planning to achieve maximum is 300 crores from 275 to 300 crores. So in this first quarter, generally in this trade, the first quarter will be, the revenue will be less. And it will go up to first quarter. I think we are planning up to 50 to 60 crores in this first quarter. So gradually we have to. Yes.
In first quarter. It means 120 crore in H1.
120.
If I'm understanding correct.
No, it will gradually increase, no? It will gradually increase. The second quarter, third quarter will be gradually increasing.
Okay, okay, got it, sir. And the next question is, sir, ki the capex that you have just mentioned about 25 crore. So when will it go live, sir, for the tank?
No, we are expecting this will come into operation next financial year.
Okay, sir. And sir, as I have heard from other participants and other players in the industry, that they are facing raw material price issue in Q3 and Q4, majorly in Q4 because of the Iran war. So what is your take on that, sir?
Yeah,
how will it impact our margin in H1, sir?
There is a drop of pack margin of 1 to 1.5%, and luckily we booked a large quantity of transformer oil in advance, and copper price also, there was a steep rise, so that also we efficiently strategically we have procured. Despite that, there was a drop of 1 to 1.5% on PAT.
So, sir, I just want to know that this 14.6% of EBITDA margin that we have reported in H2, is it sustainable for H1 as well, or we will see further decline in H1 in our EBITDA margin because of the price escalation?
No, for the Q1 already we have booked most of the raw material in the month of March itself. So I think there should not be any dip unless any force majeure clause applied. So this should sustain.
Thanks, sir. The last question that
Sorry
I have...
Sorry, sir. We request you to please rejoin the queue if you have any further questions. Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up from Nikunj Bhanushali with Walford PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, one thing only, just that what additional certifications or qualifications do we need in order to supply power transformers above 220 kV class?
Yes, we need to do a prototype test. Prototype. We have to make 160 MVA transformer for voltage class of 220 kV. That we have to design, manufacture, and it has to be tested in CPRI, Central Power Research Institute. We have to do the test and it has to be certified. So for that, first stages, we have to procure order for that, because it costs more than 14, 15 crores, 16 crores.
Correct.
So we will not able to invest and keep it for customer to buy. And in our case, generally, it will take two years or 1.5 years from this stage. But as Supreme marketing team was done well, they got an order for 160 MVA immediately.
Correct.
And thing is, we need to design, manufacture, and test it. And test us to pass successfully. So, this is a certification. That is what we call as a special test, type test.
Right. And how much time would it take in order to be, for this test certification to be completed?
So, we are planning to do this test end of this year, that is on December, failing which on January we will do the test.
Okay. Post which, about 220 kV class, we can continuously supply.
Continuously, right? we can make, correct.
Okay. And for our additional facility, how much of this can we do, you know, how much MVA can we do higher power transformer about 220 kV class, and how much below 220 kV class?
No, that is mainly because we have the capacity to manufacture up to 200 MVA to 220 kV class. Up to that,
okay,
we can make. Only this based on the order book.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the answers. Thank you.
Yes.
And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Our next question comes from the line of Achyut, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
My first question is, so in the long term, sir, do you have any plans to go with high voltage transformers, sir, up to 765 kV in the long term? What is the plan?
No, we have a plan, but not in next 2 to 3 years. First, we need to make the new plant run utilized fully. So parallelly, we need to plan for further 760 kV and all. As of now, we don't have plan. Vision is but there, but as of now.
Currently, it is 220 kV, right, sir? Your maximum.
Yes, 220 by addition by in phase 2 by addition of a few testing equipment we can go up to 330 kV.
And how is the demand, sir, like for the next few years as you have already expanded the capacity to peak utilization of 560 crore, do you think in maybe next 2 or 3 years we will reach maximum peak utilization?
We will lead to?
We will lead to peak utilization in 3 years, sir. I mean, maybe
yes,
by 2028. Is the demand supporting it, sir?
Yeah, definitely. The demand is very huge. Huge demand is there. Number of data centers are coming up. And the government is also interested in more investing in power sector. And in renewable energy also, they are very much interested. Both the state government and the central government, all put together, they are very much interested in renewable energy. So the demand is there. This is as per the market information.
And how much percentage of the order book is power sector, sir? Out of 500 plus crores we have, how much percentage is power transformers and solar transformers? You know?
Yeah, distribution transformer is 20% out of this 585. Power transformer is around holding 73%, and 6 to 7% is inverter duty transformers.
And what is the timeline for executing this current order book, sir?
30% will be executed in next financial year. So that is 173 crores will be executed in next year. And after that 400 to 420 crores will be executed this year. This is the plan, but depends upon the payment from the customer and the raw material, production cycle, sequence. So based on that, we are expecting 300 crores, 270 to 300 crores this year.
One last question. In December this year, we will be eligible for migration to main board. So are we in line, sir?
Very much focused on boarding on the main board. We have a plan.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up from Saurabh Gupta with Financially Free. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, as you have just mentioned that the split of your order book, around 72% is power and around 30% is distribution. So I just wanted to know the execution time of different transformers.
Yeah, here 30 to 35% will be executed next year only, next financial year. So around 400 crores we need to execute this year, putting together both distribution transformer and power transformer.
I wanted to know how much time it takes to supply distribution transformer versus power transformer.
Okay. See, again, it depends upon the size of the transformer. What is the capacity of the transformer? If you talk about 16 kV is a distribution transformer and 500 kV is also distribution transformer, this takes 4 weeks from the date of first material arrival. It takes 4 weeks to deliver, to manufacture, not to deliver, manufacture. But in the same case of power transformer, it takes 2 to 3 months. If it is for a 25 MVA, it will take 6 weeks. Or 6 weeks to 8 weeks, and the, if the capacity increase from 50 MA or 100 MA, it will take 3 to 4 months
to manufacture.
To manufacture. Yes, it is a product
and
mix.
For inverter, of,
huh? Inverter
and
is all six to 8 weeks.
Okay, generally means one month for distribution transformer, around 3 to 4 months for power transformer and 2 months for inverter duty transformer. Is my understanding correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Again, it will vary from the size of the transformer, depends upon the customer requirement. It will vary. So manufacturing time is, the lead time is, what I said is that.
Okay. And how much time it take for supply, sir? If you just provide a ballpark number.
Can you come again, please?
Sir, how much time it takes for supply, sir? Sir, as you said that it takes 3 months to manufacture a power transformer, then how much time it takes to reach to the client, sir?
Then again, we have to see, we will get some advance, 10 to 30%, 10 to 30% advance we will get, and balance in a stage by stage we have to get, and final we have to get the final payment, then we have to dispatch that. See, only the other side, the customer side, the plinth, the other infrastructures should be ready, then only they will lift. So it will take little time this side, this side.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you, that's it from my side.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@greenadvisors.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.